I feel like such a failure. Does God view me the same way I view myself? Hi, it's Emily, and this is Unlocked, your daily key to opening up your heart to God. We can be so hard on ourselves, and sometimes we even take on the responsibility of punishing ourselves for the mistakes we make or the insecurities we feel. Today's topic is a heavy one. We're going to be talking about self-harm. Our story is called The Sixth Letter, and it was written by Alyssa Rote. Allison pushed up her sleeve, revealing an angry red scar in the shape of an F. F for failure. No. Colette reached out and gently took Allison's hand, exposing her scarred forearm. Some scars white and barely raised, some still red and scabbed. Colette raised her purple gel pen. Not failure. Look. Gently, she traced a word on Allison's arm, using the F as the first letter, the looping cursive gliding over old scars until it read, Forgiven. Colette pulled out another pen, this one blue. She wrote, Family of God. Then, choosing a pink pen, she wrote, Fabulous. Allison giggled through her tears. Fabulous? Yeah, you are, girl, Colette grinned. Then she sobered, tears in her eyes. Allison, I love you. Seeing you in pain breaks my heart. I know. Allison looked away. But God loves you even more than I do. Colette pointed to the words on Allison's arm. This is what God thinks of you. You are no failure, and you don't need to carve a mark to tell yourself you are. It's a lie. You're forgiven, loved, a child of God in Christ. I just wanted to let some of the pain out. Colette held her hands. You don't have to shed your blood. Jesus already shed his. She pointed to Allison's chest. No matter how bad you feel about yourself, that's not how he feels. To him, you're... Colette pulled out a red pen and wrote, Flawless in Christ. Allison nodded and gripped Colette's hand. Is there someone you can talk to about this? Asked Colette. Allison nodded. She gave a shaky smile. I don't want to keep doing this. Can you go with me to the school counselor's office? Here's a question. Have you or a friend ever been tempted to self-harm? What were you feeling? Take a minute to think of a trusted person you can talk to about these feelings, a counselor, a parent, a teacher. Titus 3:5 says, He saved us, not by works of righteousness that we have done, but according to His mercy, through the washing of regeneration and renewal by the Holy Spirit. Some other great passages to read are Romans 8, 1-2 and Colossians 1, 13-14. If you are self-harming or are thinking of self-harming and you need someone to talk to, you can set up an appointment for a one-time complimentary phone consultation with a licensed counselor through the Focus on the Family Counseling Service by calling 1-855-771-HELP, weekdays 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Mountain Time. Unlocked is a production of Keys for Kids Ministries.